Hello and welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, we talk with Intel's Corporate Vice President and Chief Information Officer, Kim Stevenson, about how Intel IT is moving from the back room to the boardroom to propel Intel business value. The Intel IT Annual Performance Report is out, and it outlines the technological innovations that are driving growth at Intel and creating extraordinary opportunities for IT leaders. The report's release makes this a good time to check in with Kim Stevenson. I started by asking Kim about the big shift in IT's focus that's seen in this report.
I don't see it as a shift in as much as I see it as the natural evolution. For years, I've said that social, mobile, analytics, and cloud would be the strategic agenda for IT organization. By this time, cloud's a foregone conclusion. It is the best-in-class delivery model. The baby in that SMAC stack was analytics. And the value creation is the way that the four things work together. Well, my baby, analytics, has grown up into a young adult and now started creating value. So to me, there's a logic in how these things have evolved. Mobile came first. That drove cloud. Social was a workload that leveraged both mobile and cloud. And now you have analytics with the data and the technology base to leverage that. We end up having to actually begin to shift our workforce for data science skills in addition to the technology change.
And one of the things that you've been doing to make your factories more efficient is to deploy the Internet of Things more widely. I wonder if you could give us some of the highlights of some of the notable things in that area.
Yeah. So you have to think about the goal of manufacturing, right? It's to increase the unit output at the lowest possible cost, right? So we have no waste in our production process. And that's what we're trying to do with our Internet of Things solutions, right? It's all about maximizing that throughput. And to be honest, we have a fair amount of experimentation going on. And I would still say we're in the young phase of our life cycle here, but we know our factories, we know the processes that we execute very well, and we analyze them very thoroughly. So we understand where our bottlenecks are and what might be gates to increasing throughput. So one of the examples where we're using an IoT solution to help with that throughput analysis is we have ovens that we use as part of the process. And the ovens heat up, and so there's obviously their heating coils in the oven, and over time, those coils tend to bend because the metal gets weaker through the heating and cooling process. And so what happens when they bend, they disperse heat differently that would change the output of that particular tool. And so in the past, what we would have done is when our output from that tool started to decline, we would visually inspect those coils and replace the ones that were bent. Unfortunately, you already have lost output when you're relying on a visual inspection to do that. So what we've been able to do is put in sensors inside the oven that measure the variation in that metal coil changing if it tends to bend. And before it bends to the point that would cause us to get unit loss, we actually replace the coils. So you wouldn't be able to see it with the naked eye, but a sensor can track that movement, the coil bending, at such a precise level that we proactively can replace them and never lose a unit of output.
That's a great example that shows that kind of efficiency we're talking about. One other area of efficiency that is going to be of interest to everyone in the organization is making meetings easier. And I understand that's also something Intel IT is focused on. Could you tell me how?
Yeah, so most organizations today, people spend a lot of time in meetings. And the meetings tend to be people are on the phone, people are in the room, there's a reason to share data, there's a reason to maybe connect some video. And it becomes actually a complicated process, but a necessary thing to accomplish within the organization. And so what we've done is we've deployed a product called Intel Unite. It's a wireless display capability. And so instead of having to have everyone connect to a data share, et cetera. We now have the Unite products deployed. It is a small client on your PC as well as in the room, and it's a secure connection. And so there's a 6-digit code for that meeting, and all you have to do is type in that 6-digit code and you're sharing your PC screen with everyone that has entered that 6-digit code. Now, those people can be in the room with you, it can be on a display in the room, or they can be remote and they still see what you're able to see. Also, we'll be able to put in video with that capability in the next generation of products. If we can save for every meeting 3 to 5 minutes of wasted time during setup, right, that's a huge productivity benefit for Intel.
The report also highlighted areas in analytics where Intel IT is working closely with different business areas such as sales, marketing, and manufacturing. I'm wondering if you could talk about how that's going.
Yeah, so we've been working very closely with our marketing and sales and manufacturing groups to identify areas where we can help save Intel time and money, but also increase revenue for Intel through the use of analytics. So one of the areas we worked with sales and marketing group to create a predictive analytics model that we call the SMART, right? And it's basically a recommendation tool for our channel reseller organization. And what we did was we asked the very best salespeople, when you're making calls, outbound calls to prospective customers, what has to be true in order for us to win that customer? Well, the best salespeople were able to articulate that very clearly of what it would take. And we built then the recommendation engine that pulled in various data sources that were those key elements of what it takes to win, to create a predictive model that says, call these customers in this order because they are the highest probability to buy from Intel. And talk to them about these things because this is where they've been in our website and give them the specific context for what that call might be. So this application, we continue to expand the use cases for this application, and the revenue we've generated over the last 2 years has been north of $175 million.
That is definitely significant. And I wonder if, looking forward, you could tell me what are Intel IT strategic areas of investment?
Yeah, there's kind of three areas of business outcomes that we're trying to drive. So we're constantly focused on the core productivity of the company and improving that. So it's manufacturing, the knowledge worker side, whether that's design engineering or even IT people. Our employees tell us that they're increasingly dissatisfied with the IT solutions because IT solutions have become increasingly more important to them, and they rely on the quality of the solutions in order to be productive every single day. So once you realize how important the IT solutions are, we have to focus on areas that we think would help improve it. I've already mentioned meetings. Meetings is one of the key areas. We're going to expand that work this year to continue to improve that meeting experience. We will have close to 3,000 of our conference rooms by the end of 2016 outfitted with the wireless display and the integrated resource management for the meeting. Now, what I would tell you is that this particular solution is a reputation builder for IT and for the CIOs. It so simplifies the meeting experience, and every employee takes advantage of it. So it ends up being a real reputation builder. The second area is the digitization of Intel. So as a company, our biggest challenge is to get our products to market faster. In the high-performance compute environment, we've built an environment that allows us to take weeks out of the cycle time of any given product. So when we have the nature of our kind of work in building semiconductor products, you know, some of the compute jobs will run 8, 10, 12 hours. We've been able, through a new design of our data center, and run those jobs in, on average, 2 hours. We also have been working on factory planning because load, remember, manufacturing, I want to get every unit possible out the door. And so how we load our factories, we've been using data analytics and stuff to improve the load, matching supply to demand more effectively. And so a lot of that comes from having done work to get our data foundation right so that we can share that data across many different areas of the company to leverage improvements there. Then my third area of strategic investment and focus is cybersecurity. We continue to strengthen our defenses against attacks, but the attacks continue to grow, and they're growing in not just volume, but sophistication. And so when you're intellectual property company like Intel, you know, we have to make sure that we're staying ahead and leading edge curve on cybersecurity. In fact, it's probably the most frequent board conversation that we have at the board of directors today.
And finally, what about you personally? In what ways have you seen a shift in your own role?
I think I titled our annual report this year, Backroom to Boardroom. And that is really an encapsulation of how the role has changed. We still have to execute all the backroom processes, whether it's your ERP or your email and et cetera. But more and more, the conversation has evolved into two forms of discussions with the board and the board of directors. The first is cybersecurity, which I mentioned, which is about protecting the assets of the company. The second is digitization and how should we be using technology to execute the strategy of the company. And are we capturing all those leverage points? And I think those are two very pertinent, relevant conversations that every company should be having. And that's why I think, in essence, it's the best time ever to be in IT, because you do get at the core of strategy execution for the company.
Great. Well, Kim, thank you very much for taking time out today to talk to us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
That does it for this edition of Inside IT. For more on Intel's annual performance report or on anything IT related, go to www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcor.